Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Sheep killing wolves shot in Idaho. Two gray wolves were shot recently in Idaho by federal officials after the wolves killed five sheep and wounded a guard dog. Specialists from U.S. Department of Agriculture Wildlife Services shot the male and female wolves just after daybreak, August 22nd, on private property near Fairfield, Idaho, according to Carter Niemeyer, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's Wolf Recovery Coordinator in Idaho. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service authorized the killing of the two adult wolves after they killed sheep on a U.S. Forest Service grazing allotment near Fairfield. The two wolves were from a group of four, including a collared subadult male known as B-133, that killed sheep in the same area 2 months ago. Niemeyer said the four were not part of a known pack, but were believed to be a loose group of subadults, which is preliminary behavior to pack formation and breeding. If there is further depredation, we'll remove the rest of them, said Niemeyer. We left the collared wolf out there so that we can monitor its movements. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has discontinued relocating wolves in Idaho that kill livestock because most prime habitat in the experimental non-essential recovery area is already claimed by territorial packs. Rick Williamson, USDA Wildlife Service's Wolf Management Specialist for Idaho's recovery area, and other federal specialists examined the sheep carcasses last week and determined the wolves were responsible for the deaths. Because wolves were responsible for the depredation, the sheep's owner is eligible for monetary compensation under a special program administered by Defenders of Wildlife. Wolves in Idaho are making progress towards recovery despite such lethal control measures. Since the initial reintroduction of 35 wolves into the non-essential experimental area of northern Idaho in 1995 and 96, the gray wolf population has increased to about 260 individuals and is climbing each year with each new pup count. Since the reintroduction of wolves, about 24 wolves have been killed in the state as a result of livestock depredation. And we thank the Defenders of Wildlife for that story. You can contact the Defenders of Wildlife at 1101 14th Street Northwest, number 1400, Washington, D.C., 20005. That's Defenders of Wildlife, 1101 14th Street Northwest, number 1400, Washington, D.C., 20005. Or you can call them at 202-682-9400. That's 202-682-9400. Or visit their website at www.defenders.org. Here are some upcoming events of interest to environmental activists. The Redwood Sequoia Congress, September 14th and 15th in Berkeley, California. Mark your calendars for the third annual Redwood Sequoia Congress, September 14th and 15th, sponsored by the Berkeley Unitarian Universalist Fellowship and co-sponsored by the Bay Area Coalition for Headwaters. The theme of this year's conference is Democracy versus Empire, Our Community, Our Environment, Our Civil Liberties, and Our Search for Peace. To register or volunteer, call 510-233-3175 or email to rscongress@bfuu.org. That's rscongress@bfuu.org. Wolf Awareness Week is just around the corner. The week of October 13th through 19th is Wolf Awareness Week, a time for dispelling myths and educating the public on the important role that wolves play in a healthy ecosystem. For more information on what you can do to promote Wolf Awareness Week in your state, visit www.defenders.org/WAW or phone 202-682-9400 extension 138. That's 202-682-9400 extension 138. Sharpening Our Claws Law Conference, November 14th and 15th. The American Wildlands 5th Annual Natural Resources Law Conference will be held at Chico Hot Springs, Paradise Valley, Montana, November 14th and 15th. The conference will involve 2 days of legal debate, education, and strategizing to protect our public lands among the region's top lawyers, campaigners, and activists. For more information about the conference, go to www.wildlands.org. That's www.wildlands.org. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come on by, see the friends.